If a bride is asking whether she can change her tiara between the ceremony and the reception, the answer in 2026 is yes, and the data actually backs it up. 62% of couples in Zola's most recent style report are planning more than one wedding look, and the cheapest, fastest version of that second look is not a new dress. It is a new tiara, plus letting the hair down. Think of the day in three windows. The ceremony tiara has one job. Sit calmly under a veil, photograph well at very close range, and not steal focus from the bride's face. This is where a low single arch wins. 2 inches or under, comb base, clear diamond-style crystals, and a metal that matches the engagement ring. Refined, not loud. The reception is when the budget loosens. Once the veil comes off, usually right after the ceremony or just before the first dance per Kleinfeld Bridal's timing guide, the tiara becomes the headline. This is the moment to trade up to something bigger. A big bling crown or a widow's peak silhouette catches uplighting, reads from 20 feet, and signals to every photo that the formal part is done. The after party, if there is one, is the only stage of the day where a colorful piece outperforms a classic one. A quartz tiara in fuchsia and aqua ombre photographs beautifully against low light. A light-up flower garland reads playful at a venue with neon or string lights. The look is shorter dress, sharper silhouette, and a piece light enough to forget about. The physical swap takes under a minute when the updo was built for it. At the hair trial, the stylist sets the comb position so both pieces slide into the same tease section. On the day, the maid of honor handles the swap. Two crossed hairpins, one light mist of hairspray, and the second look is live. What Kathy keeps seeing on her Whatnot Lives this June bride season, brides who buy two tiaras almost always pick small for the ceremony and big for the reception. We have not yet seen a bride downgrade. And the most common regret is taking the veil off too late. The reception tiara photographs best when it is the only thing on the head. The takeaway is simple. Most brides in 2026 are already planning two looks. Picking a ceremony tiara, a reception trade-up, and an optional after-party piece is the path of least resistance to a multi-look wedding day. The hairstyle does the heavy lifting. The tiara just slides in and out.